There are now, I think, about 13 reporters in the press room at the Capitol. Used to be about 20. I want to say at one time it was 22, 25. But, you know, the realities of the new media, the realities of legacy media, the reality of the internet in 2015, 2016, there just are fewer people who are down keeping an eye on government and, as we say, how they are spending, what they are doing and what they are doing with your money and what they are doing to you. But just because you don't draw a paycheck, just because you're not at the state Capitol press room doesn't mean you can not do some great journalism. In fact, some of the best journalism that's been done in the state of Illinois, certainly watchdog journalism that's been done in this state over the past few years, has been done by folks who I don't know that 3 years ago they would have called themselves professional journalists. Now I think they're some of the best journalists in the state. And you have an opportunity to not just talk with them this weekend, but learn some of the tricks and see how you can do this. I'm, of course, talking about the Edgar County Watchdogs, John Kraft and Kirk Allen, and our friends from Americans for Prosperity, Andrew Nelms, all of them joining us here on Illinois Watchdog Radio, here on Cities 92.9 News and Talk of Bloomington Normal. Gentlemen, thank you all for joining us here on the big show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the first time we've had four people on at once. We are stretching the limits of telephony. And Andrew, I want to come to you first, because this is something that we've tried to put together here in Bloomington, and I'm going to have to jump and throw myself under the bus that I just, you know, I threw it up the line, and there wasn't a whole lot. I was trying, I think, to make this more complicated, but the idea of these citizen watchdog trainings, this is the key, right? Because I can only do so much, but when we empower, you know, hundreds of thousands of people across the country, thousands of people here in Illinois, to simply keep an eye on government, amazing things happen.
Well, that's exactly right, Ben. And this will be our fifth citizen watchdog training. We've done it in all corners of the state, and we've had over 250 people attend the trainings. And our sole purpose with the trainings is to familiarize people with the statutes they have at their disposal, and then encourage them to go forth and hold their local elected officials accountable. Because it may come as a surprise to your listeners, but Illinois statutes are generally very friendly to the inquiring public. Our Freedom of Information Act and our Open Meetings Act are very sympathetic to the inquiring public. And as you know, as we all know, Illinois has more units of government than any other state in the country. And local governments, which are primarily fueled by property taxes and locally imposed sales taxes, are spending far more of your money than Springfield is. Illinoisans pay more in local property taxes than they do in state income tax. And so, and oftentimes these library boards and park boards and school boards and townships and all these other iterations of local government are spending these dollars with very little scrutiny from taxpayers and the public. And so we're simply trying to engage Illinoisans to go and put their local governments under a microscope.
There is one state legislature. There is a House and a Senate. There is a governor. There is a Mike Madigan. But there are 800-something school districts. You get down, there are 102 counties. And there are countless, you know, townships, road commissions, library districts. Like you said, the universe, Andrew, of local government is expansive. And so often, it's ignored. John, when you first started this, because Edgar County Watchdogs started in Edgar County, and this was a relatively small endeavor that has just exploded. When you started looking at local government, did you ever think it would get this big? Did you ever think that it would be, I don't want to say easy, because there is an awful lot of work that goes into this, but did you ever think that it would be as successful as it is by simply just looking at the information that is available and pointing out the obvious flaws that information shows?
Well, we never thought it would be this bad in this state, unfortunately. And I think one of the issues that we originally were thinking, that, you know, hey, when we point out that they're violating a statute or a law or a policy, that they would willingly change and comply with the law. And we found that it's exactly the opposite. Typically, they fight against what the statute says just because they think they can get by with it.
We're talking with the Edgar County Watchdogs and our friends with Americans for Prosperity. There is a training coming up this weekend in Springfield. Andrew, I'm going to ask you in a second here what everybody needs to do, cost, registration, all that fun stuff. But Kirk, this is the kind of thing. Did you have this sort of training when you first started? And I always love going to meetings or conferences. It's the old NASCAR. You know, win on Sunday, buy on Monday. I always love when I go and I learn something at an event like this that I can turn around and use. There are lots of places that'll pump you up, rah-rah sessions. Is this going to show people, because we've got a lot of folks here, Bloomington Normal, who have tons of questions about how money is being spent at the city or at the county or in Normal versus Bloomington. Is this the kind of training that someone goes and they will walk out with a handful of tips, a binder full of information that they can turn around and start using on their own that very week?
Absolutely. The information is basically the foundation of the first steps of holding our local government accountable. The application of the Freedom of Information Act, key parts of it, what to ask for, how to fill out a simple FOIA, and then the same with the Open Meetings Act. They'll walk out of there knowing what their rights are as a citizen, and that's probably the most important foundation that we can build upon, is they have to know their rights before we can move forward.
And it really does come down to, and I don't think I can overstate this, I'm not special. Just because I happen to get a paycheck to be here on the radio and I've got a wall full of credentials that show that I am a legitimate journalist, in air quotes, the rules are the same for somebody who blogs about this at home. The rules are the same, Kirk, correct me if I'm wrong, for someone who just, you know, they see something, it sticks in their craw, and they want to go down and ask the mayor or the sheriff or the county board. The rules are the same. You know, I'm not special in how the First Amendment or the Freedom of Information Act treats me versus treats every other citizen journalist in this state.
You're correct, and that's what makes this, what we're doing, so simplified. It doesn't matter what political affiliation people have. The law applies equally across the board, and it's really ironic. Depending on the agency we're looking into, one side will say, "Oh, well, you're going after the Republicans or you're going after the Democrats," and it always flips depending on who is in power. And we really don't care what their political affiliation is. We look at the law. Are they following it? And if they're not, we expose them.
This is coming up this weekend down in Springfield. I know I got the emails. Don't worry, Andrew. I got the emails. So we're going to have to do this in September here in Bloomington Normal. I'm going to let you do all the work and I'll just talk about it here on the radio nonstop. So I'll do my part. I'll do my 10% and you can do 90%. But Andrew Nelms, Americans for Prosperity, if people want to go down, How can they get involved? What's the cost? What's the registration? What's the website? What does somebody need to do if they want to stop in this weekend? It's going to be Saturday, 8 to noon, down in Springfield.
Exactly. And the cost is absolutely free. And to register, we do ask that you register in advance. And to do so, you can visit the AFP website, which is afpillinois.com. Or you can visit the Edgar County Watchdogs website, which is IllinoisLeaks.com. Or if you don't have time to register, or you find yourself suddenly available Saturday morning, certainly do feel free to simply walk in. It'll be at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Springfield. And again, as Ben mentioned, it's 8 a.m. to noon, which sounds like a lot of time. But once we start rolling, everybody always is surprised when noon comes around and we're finished. But to touch on something you mentioned a moment ago, you certainly don't need to be a professional, and again, air quotes, to do this, because I know that there have been many occasions where the watchdogs have bested elected officials, seasoned bureaucrats, and attorneys with simple statutory references and the facts. And so all we're asking is that people just start to take a look into what their government is doing. Sometimes it's simple matters, like are they posting agendas ahead of time properly? You know, ask the watchdog. Sometimes it's as simple as, does the mayor live in the town? There's all sorts of things. I mean, these are two fellas. They're very humble, much like you, Ben, and much like me. They're humble men. But they're both veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces, and they certainly do not do this by trade or by profession, but they both got snookered by local government, started to look into things, and realized that in many cases laws were being broken and violated and policies were being ignored, and just decided to do something about it.
Yeah, and this is, you don't need a website. You don't need a blog. I mean, for God's sakes, you've got Facebook. Everybody has YouTube. If you have a smartphone, you have a $10 million television station in your pocket. If you would have given us the alleged professional media a cell phone in 1998, it would have revolutionized journalism. I mean, you have the means to tell these stories. And John, that's what it comes down to, right? Because the success from the Edgar County Watchdogs, Frank Martino is under federal indictment because of you guys. The College of DuPage ran its former president out of office for eating on taxpayer dimes because of you. We did a story when I was writing for Watchdog of a sheriff selling guns that he wasn't supposed to be selling, and I still remember that his response wasn't, "No, I didn't do it." His response was, "Well, I don't think those guys are legitimate journalists." I mean, you have broken these stories wide open. And John, most of this is when you show up and ask a question, like any other citizen journalist, their response is usually, "Get out of my face, I don't owe you an answer." And that then starts the trail of breadcrumbs. And you guys have been incredibly successful in following that trail till somebody is pushed out of office.
So the key to that is just sticking to the basics. Read the statutes. Hold them to the statutes, get their records, and see if they comply with the statutes, and letting the public know what's going on. And that is one of the key items. Let the public know what's going on. Because without the public asking questions, then it just sticks with, oh, it's just two guys that are writing and nobody's reading it. But once the public starts noticing and starts attending meetings and they start asking questions, then that's when we start seeing change.
I don't want to give away the tip for the training, but Kirk, what's the one thing? Because we get a lot of people who listen here to Illinois Watchdog Radio here on Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal. We get a lot of people that listen to the show here that look at what happens down at our city hall or at our county building and say, that just doesn't seem right. How do you take the step from that doesn't seem right to filing the FOIA, asking the questions, finding the documents?
Well, the first step is come to the training, and we'll walk them through that process, and they need to follow their gut. When they see something and they just know that just something doesn't feel like right, like you said, that's a pretty good indicator, because common sense, we all have it. Just we got to learn how to apply it a little more to our local public bodies.
The training is Saturday. It's from 8 to noon down at the Crown Plaza down in Springfield. Go down 55 till you hit the Stevenson Drive exit, and then you jump off to the right. You'll swing around. And I hate to do this to you, Andrew, but you'll see the Hooters sign right before you see the Crown Plaza sign. They're just doing the training at the Crown Plaza. Nothing to do with Hooters. Andrew, this is why I love AFP. So many groups are looking to get from people. AFP looks to give. How can AFP help you? And that is such an important step that so many other national groups miss out on, particularly here 2016.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, that goes to our mission as an organization. Americans for Prosperity is a group that's exclusively dedicated to promoting free market economic policy. And at the very root of that is ensuring that the dollars government does take from you are used appropriately and effectively. And so we see this as a as a wonderful component of that mission. And to find two guys like Kirk and John is just such an inspiration to me and to so many others. I do want to correct the record. You had mentioned that Frank Martino has been indicted, and that is not true.
Facing indictment.
There are multiple investigations. I just wanted to make sure that
facing indictment. Yes, no. I'd say soon to be, likely to be indicted. Allegedly spent money like a drunken sailor and rewarded the trash man and the local guy at the garage. All of this alleged by the Edgar County Watchdogs. The training is Saturday. This Saturday, 8 to noon down at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. If you can, find AFP online or the Edgar County Watchdogs, and there will be links there. I will try and put something up on the City's 92.9 Facebook. Guys, we could go on and on and on, but we got to get to the break. The Edgar County Watchdogs, John Kraft and Kirk Allen, and Andrew Nelms with Americans for Prosperity. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking some time. Join us here on the Big Show.
Ben, it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure making radio history with you.
We got more of the Big Show coming up.